IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my dear guests, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. Well, we are in these series of programs called Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, trying to criticize movies, not necessarily artistically speaking. We rather focus on the content and the religious themes in the movies and how much deviation you can find in such movies from reality or what is known to be, in fact, the conventional, at least, the doctrines and teachings of religion, particularly speaking Islam. But, of course, this movie that we are trying to critique is Angels and Demons, and normally it is related to Christianity. Sayyid Abdullah, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, and then we'll be back, and I'll ask you the question.
Revenge for La Purga.
La Purga?
Jeez, you guys don't even read your own history, do you? 1668, the church kidnapped 4 Illuminati scientists and branded each one of them on the chest with a symbol of the cross, purged them of their sins, and they executed them. Threw their bodies out into the street as a warning to others to stop questioning church rulings on scientific matters. They radicalized them. The Purga created a darker, more violent Illuminati, one bent on retribution. And look how they intend to finally get it, using antimatter, technology to destroy the church. Science obliterates religion.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Angels and Demons, produced in 2009, directed by Ryan Howard and starred by Tom Hanks. Sayyid Abdullah, well, so much emphasis on numbers and symbols in all of the sequels, not only Angels and Demons, but also Inferno and the previous movie that we worked on, The Da Vinci Code, right?
Yeah.
Well, and what is interesting is that number 4 is highlighted throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, in that part, it says, revenging 4 cardinals by branding them on the chest with 4 symbols of the cross. Why 4, first of all?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Like you said, when it comes to numbers, each faith or each person has a certain meaning to it. Now, mm-hmm. if you look at Christianity, for example, or yes. the movie specifically, when they concentrated on the number 4, obviously because number 4, it has many significance in the Bible, amongst which it is the 4th day where God created the material world.
Mm-hmm.
So they call it the week of creation.
Oh.
So I think they were trying to hint to that because the whole aim was that, you know, in the movie, they're trying to collide these two atoms together and create like a new universe or something. So from this experience. So the whole 4, so they said, okay, if God created the universe in 4 days, we can also do the same thing. know what I mean? But it's not going to take us 4 days.
It 7 days? Because we always hear from the priests.
No, so 7 days, God created everything, and then he took a rest.
Okay? Then so, he
but,
rested.
Yeah, so, but they said in the Bible, according to the Bible, on the fourth day, God created the material world. Like the sun, the moon, the earth. That was created on the fourth day. And also is the Sabbath day as well. So it also holds a significance, for example, to the Jews.
Yes.
Obviously, Sabbath day is their holy day.
Yes.
Like a holy day, not a holiday.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah. So it has a lot of meaning. So with scientists, for example, the Illuminati's in this movie in particular, they said it took God 4 days to create the material universe.
Mm-hmm.
We can create it in a matter of seconds, for example. Just two atoms, we just let them hit each other, collide, and then you have a universe. So it's more like of a hint that if God can do it, we can do it. So maybe, I'm just saying maybe, that was like one of the reasons why they emphasized so much on number four. So with the priests, with the cross, everything relates to God and his creation. So this is my theory, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have an opinion of your own.
Yes.
But as far as I could tell.
Let's take another break and listen to another part of the movie, and then we'll be back and ask the question regarding that part of the movie, Angels and Demons.
I need access to the Vatican archives.
Professor, I don't think this is the appropriate moment.
Your petition has been denied 7 times.
No, this has nothing to do with my work. The Path of Illumination is a hidden trail through Rome itself that leads to the Church of the Illumination, the place where the Illuminati would meet in secret.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. With me, Mohammad Jawad hosting. And Brother Hossein, in that part of the movie, not only in that part only, but you can see it being or kept repeated several times. And that's, the secrecy behind Vatican. And it's been emphasized so much. You know, for example, the professor needs an access to the Vatican archives, but he's been denied 7 times, right? So why all this secrecy? And not to mention the number 7 again gets repeated, the number.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I guess that is part of the symbolism, the whole 7 thing.
Yes.
But we have to really go back and look at what he's trying to get from them.
Yes.
The word secret, the whole like the Vatican's secret archives, they're not like necessarily secret because the word secret actually comes from a misunderstanding of the Latin word secretum or private. So like these archives, I think, are really, the church's, paperwork or, all of these different things that they have, like treasures or, secret books, not secret, but, these important books that they have that they need to keep safe.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they do have some of their, quote unquote, dirty secrets or something that they're hiding. Maybe it's it's something that they did or, about the Illuminati or even aliens. Whatever it is pretty interesting. But I think the actual archive is just paperwork, mostly.
But they show it and portray it in movies like when you get into the archives, there is a kind of, friction. Sort of you can feel between modernity and the old school stuff, the books and the scrolls you can see at the background, and the books which are so old, belonging to lots of scientists and the like, and also the priests and, popes of the past, and they tend to be very much old, but you can see they are guarded with new technology, state-of-the-art technology.
Yeah.
And this is somehow ironic, isn't it?
It is. It is pretty ironic. But I guess they have to take, the measures to keep them safe.
Yes.
Because these are history. I heard every 75 years, like once a book reaches 75 years old, they keep it there so that, it doesn't get ruined.
You mean they keep it as an antique or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. Let's take another short break and listen to a part of the movie, and then we'll be back to criticize the movie Angels and Demons in this program, Viewpoint. Stay with us.
Back to the Vatican. You can't.
Commandante, if you care at all about your church, you'll listen to me.
My church.
It's my church. Comforts the sick and dying. My church feeds the hungry. What does your church do, Mr. Langer? That's right. We don't have one.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Sayed Abdullah, you know, there's a part in the movie we just played, and there is the talk or the dialogue between the professor and, the chief officer, basically. Well, the professor says to the chief officer, you only care about your own church. It's very interesting. Mm. And the chief officer at the Vatican answers, my church comforts the sick and dying. Mm. It feeds the hungry. What does your church do? You don't have one. It's deep and very intriguing. It tries to trigger some kind of emotion in people and let them, in fact, realize that maybe the results of science is not what they think they are. Mm. And this is basically, at least apparently, the result and the fruit of faith. Religion sometimes does that, right? Yeah. They try to help the sick, they try to bless them, they try to, you know, give a helping hand to other people rather than only the praying lips, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. as Mother Teresa was referring to, you know. So are these really the results and effects of faith? Not to mention, this is something that I feel like the ups and downs between science and religion.
Well, I mean, there is no doubt that the statement he made, it has some truth to it.
Yes.
I mean, it's not totally true, but it has a lot of truth to it. Now, most religions...
The churches are very active.
Yeah, yeah. No, what I'm trying to say is that helping. Most religions, if not all of them,
yes.
They do emphasize on the fact that a person needs to be compassionate, loving and caring towards his other fellow human beings. And the church, you see, especially now or even before, they play that role. I mm-hmm. mean, even with Islam as well, with all religions. You see that people who are faithful, mm-hmm. They always tend to help people and try to feed the poor and feed the hungry and so on and so forth. They do all this God's work because obviously they're driven by the faith, obviously, and by the reward that God has preserved for them in the hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you can't deny the fact that religion plays a massive role,
mm-hmm.
especially be it the church or the mosque or the synagogue, that it pushes people towards serving their fellow human beings
yes.
without anything in return, like without asking for anything in return.
Yes.
So to this extent, it's true.
Not to mention the peace and quiet that it tries to give people internally.
Yeah, so obviously the spiritual aspect of it, obviously you can't deny that. So
yes.
if people follow it correctly, it tends to create that sense of harmony within people.
Yes.
Especially like, for example, if you take Islam as a system, even as a person yourself, not only you're commanded and recommended to pay and help other people, but you're actually required to pay your taxes as well, like
yes.
from zakah or sadaqah
yes.
to other people, which is like not a recommendation, but a duty, a wajib, a must,
yes,
a compulsory
obligatory.
Act.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obligatory action. So you must give a portion of your money to God, which obviously goes to people.
Yeah,
so
basically.
If people hold on to the faith and apply the faith, we're going to have a lot of quality
mm-hmm.
In the world.
Yes.
So the church or the mosque or religion definitely plays a role. But does that mean science does not play a role in that sense? Obviously not. So science does play a major role because science also contributes to the health of people,
yes.
to the betterment of people.
We have hospitals, we have bridges,
yeah, yeah. So
we have
obviously,
schools.
Obviously without science, we would not have advanced to what we are now.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that we have to worry about is that when science becomes a tool to only making money, if it falls in the wrong hands.
Exactly.
It's not available to everyone. So, for example, in a lot of countries, even the advanced ones, even take America, for example, a lot of people can't afford medication.
Yes.
Now, that's a problem. So you say, well, I would rather go to church and pray to God to help me heal than go to a hospital that is going to charge me an arm and a leg, which I cannot afford to pay.
Yeah.
So, yes, science contributes to the betterment of people, considering the fact it's offered to them as if at least free.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, for being here in the studio for the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program. We try to criticize the movie Angels and Demons, produced in 2009. We have not finished it yet, and inshallah, and hopefully we try to do that in the upcoming episodes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is the first sign.
What sort of sign?
Earth, air, fire, water. And the fifth sign.
May God forgive you for what you've done.
Father of God has issues. They won't be with what we've done. They'll be with what we're about to do.
Our church is at war.
Hey! This is the first marker. The path is alive. You're talking about the moment of creation.
Open the doors and tell the world the truth.
It has to be here! This is it.
This is the truth. Angels and Demons.